Hey guys, this is a super awesome episode. This is a launch episode, which I'm so excited that we're finally getting to do these now. Today is the launch of
Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Community 66, which is the brand we're interviewing here, they are launching on Sephora.com officially today, July 5th, so definitely go to Sephora.com, check out the brand. It's a beautiful line of products. I have tried every single one, and I am obsessed. Every single formulation is really, really, you know, just kind of hitting the nail on the head. It's a really great line for literally anybody, whether you're in your teenage years, whether you're in, you know, maybe perimenopause or late menopause, like, it's okay, you know, it doesn't matter. It's a line that's truly crafted for everybody, and that's what I really love to feature here on Skin for Anarchy, is just universal skincare that both men, women, transgender, anybody can use at any age, at any point. And so, but I'm not gonna rant too much, but I really, really would love for you guys to go check out the line. Again, Community 66. All of the words are spelled out, no numbers, and it's at Sephora.com. Check it out and stay tuned for this episode. I think you're going to really love learning about Dia, who is the founder, and just her vision for the line. All right, guys. Talk soon. Hi guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is your host Ekta, and I have a fabulous guest today. This is a brand new line, and I am absolutely obsessed with it. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the founder of Community 66, Dia Foley. Welcome to the show, Dia. I'm so honored to host you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm honored to be on. It's such a pleasure to meet with you. And I just also want to say congratulations being recognized by the CEWUS as the podcast authority in skincare. That means a lot. So hats off to you as well.
Thank you so much. That's so kind of you to say that. And yeah, I'm still pinching myself. I can't believe they gave us the title, but you know, I'm very grateful, and I'm very excited because it's founders like yourself that, you know, have given us the opportunity to even, you know, to exist. So thank you. I want to get started though, Dia. I want to get started about you and your whole background and your career journey and everything that led to Community 66. If you could walk us down memory lane.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long do we have? Well, I've been in the industry for a super long time. Anybody that has ever touched on beauty, whatever that means, it's a very addictive business. I started off as a little hustler kid, peddling my mom's Avon, switching it off and trading it for treats at school, if you must know the truth. So it's been a long journey. I'm just loving it. And I just got so caught up in it and so excited. I've been able to work with some really great brands, everything from, you know, some of the bigger guys like L'Oreal kind of gave me my start and my roots, all the way up to most recently with the Inky List, with a great group of people there. So I was trained as a makeup artist and started working at, I'm in Canada, just to give some clarity. And we used to have a department store called Eaton's. And I used to be a cosmetic manager there, and just kind of took off from there. And, you know, a mom who needed, a part-time job that just kind of evolved into a bigger job. And then I, you know, set my sights on training. And from there, got an opportunity to work with a lot of great brands. Started working in the entrepreneurial space, which I love, because we move so quickly with smaller brands. We can develop a lot faster. We're not as afraid to try new things. And so I got to know some really wonderful people. I got to travel extensively. As I said, my last tender was with the Inkey List, developing, with them, the first 15 products. So it's been an incredible journey. I've been very lucky. I also had the immense pleasure of working with an incredibly bright light by the name of Brandon Truax. We worked together on a luxury brand in Canada, and we traveled all over, working with chemists and working with a lot of really smart people that I was able to absorb a lot of the knowledge. And I finally started developing a brand that, of my own with all my learnings. So it truly has been a long road, but wow. People always tell me I should write a book, and they're right. I should.
Long roads always lead to the best destinations, And the thing is that the experience you have is what, for me, if I look at it from a consumer standpoint, that's what gives me ease, knowing that the person behind the line that I'm trusting is someone with experience. They've seen the industry, they've seen the stuff out there. And, I think that is such an asset. I won't lie to you, Dia, one of the founding principles for my podcast was I wanted to get amazing, founders and the real masterminds behind these beautiful lines like yourself, like on the show, because it was like, let's hear from the best, right, in this industry. And that's where I think it really, for me, it's like hats off to you, for going this longer route rather than just, waking up one day and saying, hey, I'm going to jump on this, the bandwagon of make my own brand and just do it with no experience, which I see a lot of that,
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're seeing that a lot. There has been an explosion in this space for sure. Right. I think everybody wants to be a skincare authority, thinks they're a skincare authority. But I think it comes with such a big responsibility, at least for me. And that's why it took as long as it did. I really wanted to develop something that was worthy, that made sense. Because all of the travel and all of the learnings for me not only came from, chemists and scientists, it really did come from the average consumer, if you will. Like, that's what I consider myself. Somebody who, has a busy life, who is overwhelmed. I have a high anxiety. I'm a high functioning anxiety personality. You try to get a lot done in your day, whether you have children or you have dogs or you need to, take better care of yourself. So for me, it was also about delivering something that was very real. So it wasn't just about ticking the boxes. It was, do we need another skincare brand? That was the big thing for me. Do we really need another skincare brand? And that's how we kind of, for me, how I landed here. Because I was really enjoying my ride, to be honest. And I've worked with, like I said, great people. But yeah, I think it's getting more confusing than ever for a lot of people that are trying to get on a good skincare journey.
Yeah, for sure. No, I think that's the thing is there's so many products now and there's so many different brands that it's like, you really do have to know the industry. You have to know the business. You have to know the real white spaces, right? I mean, it's like, I talk to people every day and it's, one of the biggest questions is like, well, where was the white space that you found that you thought that you needed to fill? And, surprisingly, more often than not, it's a, that question is very hard to answer for a lot of folks. It's kind of like, because they don't have that experience, they haven't seen this industry in its full entirety like you have. It's very, very difficult to find a white space in the industry unless you know it inside and out, and so I think that's definitely a message that I always try to like keep in mind when I'm interviewing people, because it's easy to say one day I want to be an entrepreneur. It's a whole different thing to make something that's going to last and something that's going to be a staple in people's routines. And you know, and that really leads me to your products because I think you've created such a beautiful range. I mean, you have like
Oh.
nothing that overlaps, and I wanted to really give you kudos for that in the sense that there's no redundancy, there's no like fluff products, and I love that. And I really actually would love for you to tell us about how you kind of conceptualized and visualized this initial launch of products. You know, like what were the hallmark things you really wanted in your line, and what was that whole process like for you?
Yeah, great question. I, like you said, I think there's one of the things, you know, when I sat down, it was like, okay, I want to give back. That's what I kind of feel like I'm doing. Like I want to, every day and every journey I'm on and come across, you know, people, and they're always asking me, okay, just tell me what I need. That used to be the thing. Just I would be, whether I'm standing in the store because I've done that, whether I, you know, behind a counter, or whether I'm, you know, lecturing somewhere, or just no matter what, people will come up after me and they'll always ask me, just tell me what I need. Like, keep it simple. And so when I sat down to really develop the range, it had to be that. One of the things that I come across with everyone, and especially as we start seeing this, you know, single ingredient movement, was people overusing products, but more importantly, underusing them regularly. So consistency became a big thing for me. I would talk to people, and because we spent so much time in an industry that is overinflated deliverables, you know, I hate the words, and if you know me, as you get to know me and the people around me, you know, when I hear things like, it's a miracle product, it's instant, it's revolutionary, I just like, oh, the hair on the back of my neck goes crazy. And as a little Greek girl, there's lots of little hair back there.
Hey, I'm
It
Indian. I
seems,
get it. We're one of
oh,
the same.
yeah, we got that hair. So, you know, the idea that consistency is really super important is keeping people on track. So I found that the simpler something is, that you are going to stick to it. I mean, you know, people that diet, and we've all done it, whether we hate to admit it or not. I mean, you know, we've all tried to lose weight, or maybe you've tried to gain weight. I mean, it depends, right? But ultimately, you know, we fall off the wagon, you know, and then we expect to see results in a week. We get really frustrated, and then we abandon things and move on to the next thing and move on to the next thing. And so for me, the products needed to be super simple for the end consumer to use without sacrificing the deliverables. So by using kind of tried and tested ingredients that we know, and again, I've had exposure to, needed to be part of the range. Taking the guesswork out for the consumer was really important. So all you need to do is get up in the morning, you know, use your products, you know, keep it simple and get out the door without having to be a bathroom chemist, you know, like to stand there for hours on end trying to decipher things, and then at the end you abandon it. So it was really important to keep it really tight, really small. I'm not a believer, I'll be honest. I just don't believe that you need 12, 14 products on your skin. Somewhere along the line, we forgot that skin is an actual organ, right? And we treat it like it's just, I don't know, like it's just this, you know, external, I don't know, layer that we have, but we're not really understanding the complexity of skin. So, because most people don't talk about it, it's not sexy, right?
I
So,
really
yeah.
important point, Deanne. I don't want to interrupt you, but like I actually wanted to say that you know, on air with you was this idea of what you just said, which is skin has been treated like, you know, makeup. Like you know, skin care has been treated like makeup in this industry for a long time, where we're seeing like brands with like 50 products, and it's like, you don't need that. You know, like, let's be real here. You know, makeup is a different world. And I think really the crux of it is that because a lot of the consumers are makeup and, you know, their makeup buyers, right? And they're also buying skincare. So I feel like a lot of companies have really monetized on this misinformation with the consumer. You know, they've kind of tricked them into believing that just like we would buy like 15 shades of lipstick, you're going to need 15 different hyaluronic acids. You know, that's just not the case. You know, it's just not true. And so I think that you hit on a really, really great point there about this, that we treat our skin like we don't treat it like an organ. We treat it like I don't know, just like an everyday thing we would do with makeup, because I think that's what we're used to. You know, this idea of our skin is what the world sees. And, you know, by knowing that we have to put just as many layers on as we do with something like makeup, which is just not true, you know? So I think that's a very important point that you brought up.
And I think the same philosophy applies to hair. Like, I think we forget that there's an absorption rate. You know, there's only so much the skin can absorb. There's only so much hair can absorb. So I think we kind of we're so busy talking about how great ingredients are, and they are. It doesn't mean we need all of them. And we certainly don't need them all at the same time. So what I really wanted to do was just really streamline it, because again, just to get it done. I mean, I read a quote where something like 55% of American women don't even wash their face regularly. So that was kind of like, what? For me, because I've been in it for so long, that's just kind of like a 101. Like the basic thing that you need to do for your face is keep it clean, you know, clear out all those pores, remove any makeup. And that means that any product that you put on there, even the simplest product, is going to absorb into your skin better, and it's going to protect you better and give you all of the, you know, benefits that you're trying to get. Well, when I thought, oh my gosh, people aren't even doing the basics, but we're asking them to do these extremes of like 12 steps, 14 steps, and there's no way, there's just no way this is going to benefit your skin. And another thing during COVID, we, you know, again, a lot of people were reaching out and speaking to me, and they were compromising their skin. They were using so many things. I mean, I think a lot of us were bored. Well, I was busy starting a business, but I think a lot of people were kind of experimenting and dabbling, which is great. Trial and error is normal. But I think we kind of went a little too far down the rabbit hole, and people were like causing their skin a lot more damage that needed professional help to fix, you know, like a good derm afterwards. So, again, I think just for me, keeping in mind that skin was an organ, trying to make sure that we go back to kind of our roots, which is getting people to really understand their skin type. Because knowing your, because we started talking about conditions, we were kind of missing the basics, and we were jumping to the, you know, the treatments, if you will, if that makes sense. So, and just going back to those basics of understanding if you're, you know, is my skin like normal? What is normal? Normal is a baby. Like babies have normal skin because they haven't lost collagen yet. They have all their hyaluronic acid. They're just plump and beautiful, and you just want to, you know, smell up their youth, right? Not when they're poopy, but all the other parts. But we love, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. You know, so for me, I started there. You know, at the end, we've got like the three basic skin types. We've got, you know, the combination, somebody who has both oily and dry. We have the drier skin, which normally tends to be someone who usually is a bit, a little slightly older, somebody who's kind of losing some elastin, some collagen. Obviously, they're hyaluronic because we lose that pretty much starting in our 20s. And then people that have oily, who then will obviously have to deal with, you know, usually more breakout or blemishes. And so once you start there, there are certain conditions that are affected by your skin type. So when we build out the range, it was really, let's start at the basics and getting people to you know, one, appreciate what their skin needs. You know, so if I'm dry, I'm going to need ingredients along with other actives that help. You know, sometimes again, if I'm older and I'm dry, I'm going to have some pigmentation issues because I've expose myself to the sun, or maybe a scarring from breakout and things like that. So there was a lot of thought. I think you can appreciate this. The simpler you try to make something, it's actually more complicated.
Yes,
And it
simplicity. This is something that I think I can definitely attest to being a scientist is that, yes, the body, if you even look at the body and its mechanisms, the most simple things that we see are actually some of the most complex pathways in the human body. So, yeah, absolutely.
It's so true. So when you're trying to develop something and try to make it simple as an end product, the layers and the complexity of it, I mean, the trials that we went through to make sure that we had all the right ingredients in there and we had them at good percentages and we had, to get the most of it. Because if I'm asking you to just do three things a day, I'm asking you to wash your face. I'm asking you to moisturize your face, and I'm asking you to protect your face. And anybody can do that. And, at night, of course, that's really when you should be washing your face and ridding it of all the skin dirt, as I call it. And then, if you just want to add either your moisturizer and you're happy, or if you're looking for something a little bit more active that has the retinols and the ones that are what we deem treatments, then that's all you need. Go to bed. That's great. And I myself have really streamlined my skin, and I have to tell you, it's never been better, and it's been around the block. So.
No, I actually wanted to really talk to you about this component, in detail, because one thing I really noticed about the brand and immediately caught my eye was that you've really kind of hit the nail on the head with this idea of you've got, what I would say three products that are supposed to be, like you said, the moisturizing component, right, in our steps. And I love that you've combined the role of a serum with that of what we call, quote, a moisturizer now, because that I think I've been waiting to see in this industry. I've been waiting to see people do this because one, it's cutting down cost for the consumer, obviously, but two, it's really kind of bringing clarity to this misinformation around, well, I have to have six serums or I'm never going to have great skin. No, you need a product that can marry all of the good ingredients together in a way that you can put them on your face because that's really all you need. I mean, I'm one of those people that even if I'm using a line that's serum based, I'll put everything in my palm, mash it all up together, and put, So, like, for example, like I wanted to actually touch on this was the idea that, your hydrator lotion and your night cream and your moisturizing the moisture cream, they're very, very true to their names. Like when we think about I think a lot of dermatologists, were a few months ago talking about this idea of like what really is a moisturizer? Like we don't like that's a misnomer. You don't need to say moisturizer. You need to talk about what moisture is for skin, and that is the ability for your skin to keep water inside of it. And when I look at your moisture cream, that's what I'm seeing here is this, you've got the hyaluronic acid, you've got the Q10, the shea butter. These are all things that are going to keep all of that water and moisture inside locked into your skin versus, the other product, which is the hydrator lotion, which is literally what the name says. It's going to help you hydrate. So you've still got the hyaluronic acid, but then you've got polyglutamic acids. And the acids, for everyone listening, by the way, when you hear the word acid, it's something that is going to attract a certain type of molecule. You know what I mean? So like people think of acids and they think of, oh, exfoliation. No, that's not true. The word acid on a chemical level is implying something when it comes to drawing water, So I love that you've made it so simple. I mean, it really, you've done such an excellent job of it, in
Well,
terms of,
thank you. That means a lot. I mean, I think it means a lot coming from people that are well versed, because I think they can see how much effort and how complex these formulas are, and they it wasn't just the idea of throwing ingredients to the wind. It really was this very calculated, what is going to give, what is going to give us the best result so we feel like we're not we're not short, like if we're not using 12 products, are we still benefiting? Is our skin still going to be better? Is it going to feel better? And I think that's one of the things that we're starting to understand now is the less is better. I think the more and more and more ingredients on your skin actually can put your skin in a bad place. And for a number of reasons. So yeah, everything is so well thought out. I appreciate that you see that because it really was the crux of building it out. And it was, we call it like stacking. So I will tell you one of the things, I had like a little bit of a, I have mentioned that I have kind of like this high anxiety with myself. And I had a period where I had a little bit, you know, everybody has their ups and downs. And I was in kind of a low space and I started reading. I started reading Atomic Habits just to try to get myself back on track. It's a book by James Clear. And honestly, that's where the inspiration came from, because I started reading about stacking your habits. And I thought, I already do this. My moisturizer was by my bed. And I thought, I'm doing things that I don't even think I realize I've been doing for a long time. And so I thought, this is exactly the way that we should be talking about skincare, is about making it so easy that it's so second nature, that you don't have to, you know, have a degree. And now everybody, I feel like everybody needs a degree to buy one skincare product, let alone 12. So,
yeah, no, I know. And that's the thing is that, you know, people, I think consumers are definitely getting there, you know, where they're getting on this page of like being more informed and educated about skin health, which is a wonderful thing. But I definitely believe in simplicity, just like you. And I believe that, you know, to be able to execute good science, true science, you don't have to, you know, your packaging, your the way you put products together doesn't have to look like it came straight out of a lab. You know what I mean? With no instructions. Like it doesn't, yeah. You don't have that. Like you can really make it easy for people to understand. And that's okay. As long as you can trust the person behind the brand, which is really, you know, for me, that's what really comes full circle is this idea that as long as I know that a range has been created by somebody who's done their homework, that is what we need, you know. So as consumers, we're going to take our time to learn things. It's just human nature, you know. No one has time to sit down with a dermatology textbook and figure out what is what is Q10, what is retinol, what are vitamin A derivatives. But the person who created the line that I'm using, they've done the homework, you know, and their labs done the homework and their formulators have done the homework. That's where we can take kind of, I guess, you know, just refuge in that, you know, that everything is founded on knowledge. It's founded on science. And what I'm putting on my face isn't just empty, you know, whatever silicone based or what, you know, the way it used to be, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, you're right. I think it's great that we're seeing people interested, and especially, you know, young people that are, you know, I know myself, I was one of those people that, you know, I did, even though I was in the industry, and we do this sometimes, it's like the shoemaker and the shoes, you're preaching, but you're not really following. So I did damage my skin when I was a lot younger. Now I'm, oh my gosh, I didn't really realize the extent of the damage until you start looking and you start talking to dermatologists, to doctors, and you really start looking at what ingredients actually can help you. You start looking at all of those details that you never even thought about. So I'm really glad that people are talking about skincare, because it took a long, everything was about color, especially in North America. We were all about concealing. And, you know, packing it on, you know, covering everything with foundation. And now, I mean, that's still happening, which is, you know, it's fine. But I think people now appreciate that your skin needs to is, you know, there's that, there is, I think, a growing movement where they're understanding that this is it, this is your skin. You're going to have this for a lifetime. So you can't, You need to treat it right, just like, the way you have to, eat healthy for your heart. You need to think about every other organ. You have to, and I can't stress this enough. It's we really need to make sure that we treat it as such. So it is nice that people are taking an interest and not just, slapping makeup on and going, okay, great, I need to cover everything. So that was part of the idea too behind the brand is trying to make it super simple to just get people started as well. So whether you're a junkie, a beauty junkie, or whether you're just kind of, starting out, this has a lot of thought for the beauty junkie from an ingredient perspective, but also from the simplicity for somebody just starting out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think you've done such a beautiful job of that. Like I said, for everyone listening, when you first get your hands on the line, you immediately notice, even with the packaging. I mean, Dia, you've even got the pea-sized amount spelled out on the box, which is awesome. I mean, I really like that. I'm not gonna lie. Like, people say pea-sized, and a pea is not up for debate how big it is for everyone listening, by the way. It's a standard size. And if you guys want to know, you just look on the side of the box. And I love that because, again, it goes back to simplicity. Let's be honest, how many of us have heard about, you only want to use a pea-sized amount of product, but then you end up slathering it on. Why? Because no visual reminder. There's no kind of cue to follow. And I think these are all things that I think are very much rooted in like the psychology of how we consume products, how we use them, especially with skincare. Like you said, Dia, people have been just in this this habit of just let's buy 50 products, right? Well, you don't need to if someone just gives you the right visual cues on how to use things. And I think that is such an important component, especially nowadays with skin health products, because consumers understand that less is more, but then their version of less is still undefined, And so the more guesswork, like you said, that we can take out of this for them, the easier it's going to become. I want to actually talk to you about one of your products that I absolutely love the way that you made this. It's called the Eye Plus Lip Cream. For everyone listening, this is something that I really rarely see. I mean, this is awesome that you made this, Dia, because people still don't understand that the lip and the eye area in terms of the skin, the thickness of the skin and the fragility of the skin, they're very similar. They're very similar. And for us to have like 20 products for lips and then 20 products for eye care is completely unnecessary. So I really like that you made this product, and I would love for you to tell us the story behind this when you were coming up with this idea.
So for me, yeah, absolutely. I think the two areas that we see kind of, what we say the first signs of aging usually are the ones where we have the most movement. And I think early on in this conversation, I said to you, I talk a lot. I also like to say I smile a lot. So, you get those, I don't smoke, but you do get, those little lines around the mouth, and people refer to them as smoker's lines. And of course, the expression lines, and I'm okay. I'm totally cool with having, nice, your little fine lines around your eyes. It's great. I mean, it's not like we have to hide everything. We don't want to be plastic. But sometimes what we want to do is we want to minimize them. We don't want them to get too deep inset. We certainly want a smoother line around our mouth. So I have always been using, when I use an eye cream, I always just, it's like a natural reaction inherently. Always apply it into my nasal fold, so around what we call those marionette lines around our mouth, just under our nose, nasal folds, and around my lips. Because it made perfect sense. Like you mentioned, like these are thinner areas. And again, there's a lot of muscle movement there. I mean, people that do Botox, they start with Botox around their 11s, or what we call between our brows or our eyebrows, and around the eye area for anybody that does that. And so that those are kind of the first signs. So for me, it was kind of like a no-brainer. I actually always use eye cream around my mouth. So when I was looking at the ingredients, breaking it down, obviously using the ingredients like caffeine, we know how great caffeine is for puffiness. We know that it can help plump. So the idea, and hyaluronic acid, obviously, and if you see that around your mouth area, around the eye area, urea, which we know, I mean, it's been used and it's quite a traditional product. And that's another thing about ingredients. We all get caught up in, the latest and the newest, but sometimes those tried, tested, clinically proven ingredients are what we want to make sure we're part of this. And obviously there's squalene, all these super hydrating ingredients. You mentioned that with the other products too, trying to create moisture traps, making sure that we retain that moisture. Because when you have that moisture, it's going to keep the eye, the lip area really, really smooth. So if you are using concealer, which by the way, from a cosmetic standpoint, is my number one. That goes back to being a little Greek girl. I have dark circles. So I'll be honest. Yes, eye products like ours, we've used products to help with dark circles, but it's usually caused from fatigue. So dark circles cannot really be corrected, for the most part, from just using a skincare product. I'm being very transparent about that. But it will help because, brighten the eye if you have, if you're tired, you didn't get the sleep, which again is such a must for our skin, like just eating right as well. So yeah, there was just this idea that it's so easy to think about the eye and the lip area. For me, they're the same. And of course, adding a good peptide in there, like the heptapeptide 7, which sounds very technical, but basically that almost creates a little bit of a blurring effect. So it's really creates this really soft finish. And it had to not pill for me because I wear concealer. And boy, we've all experienced this where we go to put our makeup all over top of our skincare and it pills. So yeah, it came from a lot of a trial and error, a lot of experience. So yeah, it makes sense, right?
I can definitely tell, and I can definitely tell that you've done a lot of trial and error to get these perfected. Because honestly, like you said, pilling is one problem. Another problem is, a lot of brands will come up with these products that they're like, oh, it's super hydrating, it's super moisturizing, but then you're weighed down. And you don't even want to put on makeup. And that's another thing that I really despise in products is like your skincare, for everyone listening, your skincare shouldn't feel like a mask. It should feel just like your skin. It should feel like a layer of skin. And that's something that, just because a product feels heavy doesn't mean it's good. A lot of consumers reach out to me and they're like, well, I feel like, such and such product, I can't, it's not doing anything because I can barely even feel it. I'm like, well, hats off to the formulator for that, first of all, because that's a good thing that you can't feel it on your skin. But second of all, you're not supposed to. A good skincare product is going to sit on your skin the way it has to so that it can absorb. And that's something that I've really noticed with your line is that everything is very, very easy. Like I can feel my skin absorbing it. I can feel that it's going exactly where it needs to go. And when it comes to like you mentioned the heptapeptide and even with the polyglutamic acid that you have in one of the products, these are really essential I guess chemical structures when you really think about hydration. Going back to my point about the need for acids, the need for these chemical names, they play a role. This is how your skin maintains what it already has. And that I feel like that whole idea is really, I see it at the center of your line. You're not trying to recreate something. You're trying to aid the skin in doing what it already does, which is wanting to be moisturized, wanting to be, balanced and not dried out and not losing too much water. And, those are for me as a consumer, hey, those are the hallmark things for a good line. I think that's that those are standard things we should all look for at this point. We should demand that, from any product that we're buying, that do you have these standardized, things in place so that I can make sure that my skin is getting the aid it needs to do what it does best, which is stay healthy. So
Well,
I
and that's
think
such
it.
a great point. I think, excuse me, I think healthy is what we're going for here. I don't even like to use the word anti-aging because it's right up there with instant results and miraculous, right? We're all aiming for better aging. I think that's my new word. I'm like, it's not about anti-aging, it's about better aging. It's about healthy. It's not anymore about, oh, we want to look like, our aim is just to have, perfect skin because that doesn't exist. That's setting us up for failure. And I love what you're saying here because it's something that I've talked about too. First of all, I'm a texture junkie. I love, and I've worked with other brands where they had me just come in to do texture, just where I will play around so it's non-tacky, it's smooth, it's got the right finish. Because texture is like, let's be honest, it's important. It's, if you think about food and when we, if you don't like the texture, you won't, it doesn't matter how good it tastes, you're going to be like, ugh, I don't even want anything to do with it, right?
Yes.
Like babies or something. That's why they spit it out at you because they just, so it's just not a texture that they enjoy. And so we have to think, and when we were developing the brand, when I was really playing around with the textures, and I'm so glad you noticed that because it's something that people don't think about. Like, it's something that's subconscious, I think. If you like a texture, you like it. But when you actually sit there and you play with it, it's like, I really love the texture. And it's almost the first thing that comes out. It's like, oh, I love the way it feels. Right. So that was so important. And the idea, like, even when we did our nourishing cream for dry skin, the idea that it wasn't this thick, goopy cream, like, it has to be because the thicker it is, the better it's going to be. It was the ingredients that made the difference. And then like nobody wants to weight themselves down. I think, you said that too. Like when you put products on your face, you don't want to feel like you're weighted down. It's like, oh, especially if you are a person that wears foundations or other, cosmetics, you just don't want to have that added layer, especially, oh my gosh, in the summer, those
It's lower.
really heavy. Yeah. So,
No,
and
I think texture is definitely one of the big, I think, game changers right now for a lot of consumers in this industry, from the way I'm looking at it. The way I see it, I feel like lines, like, I don't know, it's like they either focus on texture or they focus on quality. So I'm really, really happy to see that you've done both, and in terms of, like, I can definitely see it comes through that you have a makeup artistry background, because honestly, like, when you try the line, for everyone listening, you'll notice that it really marries very well with your makeup, and especially for summer, because summertime, we love that nice dewy finish, right, on our skin. We love the glowing look. And I think that if your skincare can complement your makeup, it's actually, for me, there's so many benefits to that, other than just, oh, obviously your makeup looks good, but also that promotes body positivity. I mean, let's be honest here. We talk about all these big words about, oh, well, I want to have a good body image and all this stuff. Well, I think one of the biggest problems is people are using the wrong skincare products. The better your skincare is, the less makeup you're going to need. That's really my opinion. And I feel like, when I see your line, I'm like, this is exactly what we need. You need products that are going to plump up your skin. 'Cause you know why? When your skin's plumped up, you're not going to need that poor feeling primer anymore. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to need that. And that's where I feel like a lot of things get lost in translation, is this idea that, well, okay, I have to have, like, skincare that's super, like, just barely there so that my makeup sits well on top. No, you need skincare that's going to, like I said, marry well with your makeup and complement your makeup. And then you're going to, I think, really like the look that you come out with. So.
And it's a really good point that you make in terms of body positivity. And I think there's this eternal youth. We're always, it's, I'm not focused on that. I'm really focused on, and again, I go back to just getting, like, start doing the right thing for healthy skin. And you'll be shocked at, just the simplicity of it, how great you're going to feel. And I think you're doing something for yourself too. And I always say this, like, one of the things I always tell the girls and the team is, you know, go maximize your time on earth. Like we have, like we get so focused on things that, you know, we shouldn't really be focused on, and time just is fleeting. So I really wanted to give people back time because, you know, I'm in my latter part of my life, right? So I feel like I want to create, you know, people feeling good about themselves, knowing that they're getting, you know, what they need in terms of the ingredient deliverables. And, you know, yeah, feel good about yourself that you did something and, you know, move on and do something great. So yeah, and it's funny you mentioned, you know, we talk about ingredients and one of the when we were working on textures, even you mentioned the hydrator lotion, the gel, like it's like a gel moisturizer. It actually we were doing it before that glass look was even in, and people were talking about the glass look because you know using polyglutamic, using hyaluronic acid, using lactic acid in it, using niacinamide, using glycerin, using panthenol, like all this crazy stuff. It's all designed to just like hold in moisture and give your skin this, like you have it in you without, you know, without having to add layers and layers and layers and layers. And it's developed so beautifully that when you do go to put your makeup on, you're right, you don't need as much. And it's almost like a challenge you almost need to give yourself.
No, absolutely. And I think that, that's the thing is, you said it, you said it exactly the way I wanted to, convey it is this idea of we don't need to keep doing. And, this is a concept I think that's very dermatology focused is that, we don't need to help our body be the way it is. We need to aid it. And the more and more we can understand that as consumers, I think the better our purchasing habits are going to become because, when you're shopping for everyone listening, this is just my personal tip to you guys. When you're shopping for skincare, don't look for products that say things like, well, we're going to, your skin is going to be like fixed or your skin is going to be this. No, that's not what you need to look at because at the end of the day, nothing that we can make in a lab is going to be better than what your body's already doing. And I always say this, and I really mean it after years and decades of being in science and research, your body is the best thing to look at when you're trying to figure out new technologies. The way it works, it's not going to get any better than that. So if you can buy products that mimic what your body's doing and aid it in doing what it's doing, then you're doing the right thing and you're doing justice, to your organs and to your, especially with your skin, because, your skin is like many of our organs, it has its own internal mechanisms for correction. It has its own internal mechanisms for rejuvenation. So our products are supposed to be there as an added bonus to aid it along its journey while it's doing that. So, going back to what we were talking about, Dia, with your moisturizing products, these are the ingredients that are in here are not things that are trying to tell your skin, no, don't use what you've got. Use this instead to hydrate. No. They're products that are going to help your skin keep the water it's got, just keep it in there. That's called aiding your skin versus trying to fix something that's not broken. You know what I mean? So that's the huge thing. That's the huge takeaway I really want people to get. If there's one thing from my podcast that you get is really invest in these brands that are doing it right. And Dia, I mean, really hats off to you. Your line is simply just sophisticated, beautiful, simple, but elegant. I love it. I really love it. So
Well, thank you so much. And you know what? What you said, like, mic drop, by the way. If I had a mic, I would be dropping it right now. I have to tell you, because this is what I've been preaching to. I think, oh, it's you, so well said. I got goosebumps. I actually I'm taking notes while you're talking because I would love the way that you know, you just spelled it out is exactly what people need to understand. You know, don't be dissatisfied. And I think it goes back to body image too. Age your body, and I think that's what we're trying to do too. And just, you know, keep those good habits, listen to your body, and don't. Yeah, so well said.
Thank you. I
Yeah.
think brands like yours are definitely paving the way towards, us getting into this culture of just self-care, true self-care. I talk about, we, well, not just me, but everybody talks about self-care these days and what that means to all of us as individuals. But, it really comes down to, if you really want to care for yourself, then just help your body out. It's like taking vitamins, right? Like, you don't want to be taking vitamins you don't need. If you've got too much vitamin C already, you wouldn't be taking 15, extra pills to take that, right? So the same thing with your skin. Just you give it what it needs. Give it what it needs to do its job, and then it's watch what it does, because it's going to be very happy with you. I promise.
And it doesn't need to be complicated. I mean, we've made something that it doesn't need to be complicated. So, yeah, no,
Absolutely.
fabulous. Love it.
Well, Dia, this has been such an honor to host you. Your line is fabulous. I'm so excited for it. And by the way, I love the simplicity of the colors and the whole scheme that you went with that. Like, every part of it, I love.
Oh, thank you. That was part, you know what? We really didn't want to, for me, I wanted, as I mentioned really, really quickly, I wanted to just kind of keep everything really calm and simple. And I wanted it to be reflected, just keep it really simple, not so one, it looks good, and I so I can keep it there in the bathroom so people can see it and use it, and also travel with it. So never, but again, thank you. I appreciate it. There was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that went into something that looks simple, but we are really super proud, and I'm hoping that everybody at least gets a chance to give it a go.
No, I absolutely agree with you, and I'm going to be pushing this everywhere. All of you listening, you guys really need to check out the brand. I mean, I really can't rave enough about it. Check them out on Instagram or their website. So, if you're looking on Instagram or Facebook, the hashtag or the not the hashtag, the at is community66 with 66 spelled out. So it's community and then spell out 60, SIXTY, 6, all one word, and then if you want the website, it's community66 with 66 as the numbers. So.com. So go check them out. I'm going to link everything in the concept art for this episode. But if you have any questions at all for me, for Dia's team, for anyone, just leave them in the comment section or send us, your messages however you like, and we'll definitely pass them along to the team. But again, Dia, thank you so much for this opportunity and for sharing your amazing vision with us. This has been so lovely.
My pleasure. It was a pleasure. I look forward to having more and more conversations and hopefully meeting face to face one day.
Absolutely. I would love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.